Hello and welcome to this Shine On Stage tip for today. I'm recording this on Audioboo, so you should be able to download it to your iTunes. My name's Celia Delaney and I train people how to speak to promote their business or promote themselves. And we also work with people who work in teams and have to get people to be motivated and envisioned and so on. So I was just thinking, I'm out and about, I've been speaking a lot lately. I'm really exhausted. I've stopped right now at a station, a service station. I have another 40 miles still to drive. And I was thinking, you know, what would I advise people about what happens when you get really worn out, when you're really tired, but you're still on the way to a speaking gig, which isn't untypical when you've worked a long working day and then you still have to get up and speak. Well, there's a little technique that you can use called the Italian run. And this is a lot of fun. I learned this at drama school. When you're doing your rehearsal for speaking, have a go at doing it really large. You know, the Italians are really amazing at gesturing and they just have this very expressive way of speaking. That's where the phrase comes from. So you do your talk at the biggest volume, largest gestures, most extravagant, largest emotions that you can do it at. Now, if you do that in practice, then you get really good muscle memory of doing that in the real thing. Now, obviously, people would think you'd gone bonkers if you did it that way, actually live. But for most people, when I see them do an Italian run, it's not even that large. You know, what feels ridiculous to you, if you see it on video, it's actually just about right. So my advice to you would be practice this at home. This is something you can practice at home. And then when you're tired and you're just about to go on and speak, I want you to re-engage with that Italian run. So anchor that somewhere in your body when you do it. So give it a location in your body. Remember what that is. And then just as you're about to go on, then re-engage with that area of your body and remember what it was like to do the Italian run. And that should give you a real lift if you even go 10 or 20% towards that size of delivery, then you will have so much more performance energy than if you just slope on having just drunk bad coffee at a service station and driven 80 miles. So I hope that helps all of you that are like me, you know, work and travel a lot. I really look forward to hearing you speak soon and do go to my blog www.celiadelaney.co.uk for more.